Growing old in an old hotel with old poems. Sam, the owner of the hotel, has not changed the wallpaper in 40 years. This is as long as Millie has lived there. This is how long she stacks shoeboxes of poems in her closet. Poems borrowed from the lives of hotel guests. Poems about what happened on the black and white TV set in the lobby. Poems about the life she dreamed of living. Poems about the life she did live. Sam and her have a thing that comes alive three evenings every week. She makes dinner. He brings a bottle of expensive wine, and lately, some good Colombian. Millie still pays the same rent she did in 58 when she got her divorce and moved in. The neighborhood has gone downhill, and the hotel clientele is mostly transient, one-nighters, and couples by the hour. Whenever Sam asks why she doesn't move to a safer part of town, Millie says, "People get used to places. I like to talk to you and write poems. I like us having dinner and afterwards. Move? No point in changing." Sam likes hearing Millie say that and says, "Yeah, I love you too."